Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kinnear, Community Health Manager from Way Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening today. So on today's show, my guest is Chrissy Phillips. Good morning, Chrissy.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Doing well.
So you are the Way Memorial Hospital liaison, correct?
That's correct.
But you're relatively new to Way Memorial, right?
Yes. Yeah, I really just started back in May. So this was a new position for me here at the hospital, and I'm very excited to be here and be part of the team.
Let me tell you, so you pop in our office a lot to get the brochures, and we'll talk about all of, you know, your role as hospital liaison. And I will tell you, it feels like you've been here longer than May. Really. I mean, like, you have just fit right in and have done a wonderful job. So thank you.
Well, thank you. I've heard that from a couple of people, which is funny because someone said, oh, I mentioned something and he was like, well, you've been here now almost a year. I'm like, no, it's 3 months. So it was just kind of funny.
Well, that's when you know you kind of fit right in and come right here into the Way Memorial family. So can you share a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So I'm a registered nurse for over 30 years. My background is both inpatient and outpatient medicine. And prior to starting my role here, I did a similar role in the Scranton market for over 8 years.
Wow. Wow. So you really come with great many years of experience, which is wonderful.
Yeah. Yes. I really love this position. I love being out in the community and meeting with people.
Right. So. And for those of you listeners out there that may have met her, met Chrissy, yes, she just totally beams when she does her job. So it's great. So can you explain to our listeners, what is a hospital liaison?
So my primary responsibility is to facilitate referrals into the healthcare system for various post-acute programs for both inpatient and outpatient services. I'm basically that go-to person for a hospital's doctor's offices, making them aware of new services and solving any problems they may have, resolving issues of access. I can't tell you how happy people are that I'm in this role. It was a new role, and when I'm out there, they're like, we are so glad that you are here. It just gives them a face that represents the hospital, and, you know, I'm consistently out there. They know I'm available, so they can reach out to me. So it has been extremely well received.
Well, that makes your job a little easier, right?
Coming it does. Here.
And you also mentioned the health system and, you know, like post-acute care programs. Like, can you tell us what does that include?
All right. So there's three main post-acute services that we provide. We have our acute inpatient rehab unit. So that's for patients that recently had surgery, may have had a stroke, and they need some tuning up prior to going home. Mm-hmm. So our unit provides basically physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy. And like I said, this plays a large role in their recovery and getting them independent to go back home. So it's a beautiful unit. I keep saying it's the best kept secret here in the county. I mean, I had no idea. I don't live that far and I really didn't know it exists, but it's a beautiful unit. The people are so caring. It's like a little family. It's a 14-bed unit, so you really get that personalized care. In addition to post-acute programs, we have Wayne Woodlands, which is located in Waymart, and that is more of our skilled long- and short-term rehab facility. And our third would be our hospice program. So this provides, you know, your practical comfort solutions that we offer, plus emotional support during and after patient may demise. So it's, you know, it's a great program.
Right. So when we talk about post-acute, it means after a hospital stay, right?
Correct.
So you're like, those individuals are, you know, they're not going to be on IVs, they're not going to need anything that's requiring, you know, overlook of a physician all the time.
Exactly. It's a stepping stone. It's getting you back home, hopefully, you know, or completing services.
Right. Strong enough. You know, like I know our inpatient, rehab unit, they, you know, you have to be able to tolerate, right? 3 hours
Yes. It's 5 days a week. You have to be able to do 3 hours of therapy. So again, it's just tuning you up and getting you a little stronger to get back home.
Right, right. So you talked about that connection between, you know, the community physicians and the hospital. But, you know, since you've been working here, there are other individuals in the hospital that you also work closely with, correct? Like other disciplines?
Sure. I primarily work with all providers and their office staff within the community. But in addition to that, I do work with all the department directors here at the hospital, right up to the CEO. You know, I'm that face out in the community, bringing back, you know, what I'm hearing in the community, what we might need. You know, we explore opportunities to improve services and fulfill our mission here to promote wellness in our community and be proactive in responding to our community's needs.
Right.
So it's really, I can't do this alone. And luckily, I have strong support, and people are so vested in, so well trained in their areas of expertise that I just look to them.
I know. And, you know, I know, like you mentioned, you've been here since May, but there have been so many different services that we have added on as a hospital in the last couple of years, which has been incredible for our community and the members. So can you share like some of those services that our community may not know about, like our, you know, physician specialty services?
Sure. So when we look at our physician specialty services, we offer pulmonary medicine and sleep specialty. We have GI, nephrology, neurology, cardiology with interventional cardiology. So even in a small town like this, you can get cardiac catheterization, which is like a tremendous service. So, you know, for a small community that we're tucked in, we're able to get a lot of high-level services. I did want to mention also the inpatient rehab program that I spoke of has the on-site dialysis. That's giant. I mean, it is hard. Some of these patients mm-hmm. that need that service on top of needing acute rehab, they're not aware that, you know, we have that dialysis component. We have a nephrologist with us who really handles all of that. So that's huge. We offer OBGYN. We have our emergency room. We have general surgery. And don't forget our outpatient imaging and lab services that are in Wayne, Pike, in Northern Lackawanna County. So there's mm-hmm. a lot of opportunities to tie into our care.
Right, right, exactly. And again, you know, one of your roles is to go out there. You said, you know, before we kind of pressed record, there's 82 providers out in the community that are what we call like affiliated with the hospital, with
Correct.
Wayne Memorial, right?
That's correct, yes.
And so you connect with them to share all these resources because, as we know, we're always changing, right?
Right.
We're always improving.
Right.
And even myself in my role, sometimes I'm like, oh, wow, yeah, we're doing that now. Like, I'm lucky that I'm with, you know, the PR department. So when they send all the notices out, I get to see them and I get to talk to them every day. But, you know, people in our community may not access all that information. So, you know, the information that you're sharing has been, you know, really, really wonderful. So, you know, although you kind of help with, sometimes there are some glitches in the system, right?
Correct.
Where people, they need to get referred to a service and it doesn't always connect. So sometimes you help with that or?
Yeah, so basically the key role is keeping those providers within our service lines aware of what's available to us. So meeting with their staffs and letting them know about services that are available and how they could contact us and get set up for those.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, with individuals listening today, I mean, we're not going to put your number out on the line because you are a busy woman, but there are resources out there that people can find this information, right? That we talk about these services.
Yes. Probably the number one resource I would recommend is checking out our website. So the Wayne Memorial Health .org is out there. There's a section that says what services are offered. So you could click on them, get additional information. And probably, you know, what I always recommend with my nursing background is really just to have that conversation with your healthcare provider. They're really going to know what's best for you, what's going to work, what service might be, you know, mm-hmm. the perfect fit, mm-hmm. you know, because it's not a one shop fits one person.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, you may think you need cardiology services, but after speaking with your physician, he'll be like, no, I think this is more of a pulmonary issue. So mm-hmm. that's why you really want to start with your provider. They're going to give you the best personalized information.
Right, right. And that's one of your roles, is to keep them up to date. So when, you know, our patients go and see their primary care physician, their office and their staff know that information, which is so important.
Correct.
Right. So Way Memorial, right? We work very closely with our community health centers, right? And then you talked about Wayne Woodland Manor, right? Which mm-hmm. is our post-acute care services. Overall, the services that we provide are many in our community, right?
Correct.
So the inpatient, and it's, we call it like a step down, right? So when many people think of Way Memorial, you think of acute, right?
Correct. Yep.
But then there's the steps down from there. Can you just review them really quickly again?
Yes. So I think recognizing the hospital is going to provide that acute care. If you go into the emergency department, you need surgery, anything like that. So that's, you know, that's your inpatient stay. But it's a whole community group. So then, you know, we have the step down that I mentioned about the post-acute services. So that's that rehab, acute rehab, getting tuned up to get back home and do mm-hmm. well. Mm-hmm. If you need a little higher level of service, it's the Wayne Woodlands. If it gets to a point that hospice needs to be involved, that service is available and it really helps people. After that, you know, when you get better and you're doing fine, you know, you can go back out into your community provider. So that's a great resource and a part of the system where you can get the resources you need. And then there's the outpatient. Like I said, we have labs, we have outpatient rehab, we have imaging services. So this provides all points of contact to be part mm-hmm. of the system. And the nice thing is the quality that's involved with that, because it's all one system and the communication that exists among this.
Right, right. And I know I kind of had to repeat yourself a little bit, but I think, you know, explaining that whole picture from beginning to end, like you just mentioned, is so important for our listeners to know. And again, you know, when we do go out to communities in community health, we participate in health fairs and events, and you know, some, you know, we bring our brochures, right? You love our brochures, don't you?
I love those brochures. I can't get over here enough.
They have all the information that an individual needs. But they're like, oh, I didn't know that they had that service. So again, their really good point of contact is to talk to their primary care doctor, correct?
Correct. And the offices, you know, to bring up the brochures, I think that's vital. I know locally people like a face to work with, so we have the brochures that actually have pictures of the provider.
Mm-hmm.
There's information, there's schooling on that, where these services are being provided. People like something in their hand in this
right.
community to take home. They can look at it, they could read through it. Then when they go back to their provider, they can ask additional questions if they need. But all of the health centers are supplied with all of these resources. So, you know, next time maybe you're in one of the facilities, take a look, pick mm-hmm. up some brochures and see what's available.
Right, right. And they could also give me a call. I mean, that's part of my job, is to go out there and promote all these services like you. Is, you know, my phone number is 570-253-8422, and I could always mail you out a brochure, right?
Absolutely.
Which is so important for our community to know what resources that we really have. It's many. I love taking students and individuals on tours of the hospital when we used to do that more. And like you said, you didn't realize what's kind of in that back corner and what's here and what's there and how big the hospital really is.
Right. And the hospital, you know, they did the upgrade a couple of years ago. I mean, those med-surg floors are absolutely beautiful.
Right.
They really are.
Right.
Clean, large. It's you can't ask for anything more. And in a small town setting. So you don't need to go out of the area when you could get great care in a beautiful hospital. So it's just wonderful.
Well, Chrissy, thank you so much for being on the show today. I think the information you provided has been so wonderful for our listeners.
Well, thank you, Carol. It was very nice to be here.
Yep. Again, this is Carol Knier. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.